On a cold and gloomy winter night in 1886, an 18-year-old young man was wandering the streets of Paris. Like most families in France at the time, he had been raised in a Catholic family, but this young man by the name of Paul had lost his what little faith he had, and he had actually become quite antagonistic toward Christianity, towards religion of all kinds. And at the age of 18, he was restless, was wandering the streets of Paris that night, was cold and rainy, and he wandered into Notre Dame Cathedral. It wasn't for any reasons of faith that he entered that cathedral. It was in world news this past week. But he wandered into that cathedral, first of all, because he was cold, but he also wanted to get some information about the Catholic faith so that he could refute it. He was very antagonistic towards Christianity. And when Paul entered Notre Dame Cathedral that evening, Vespers was underway, the evening prayer of the church. And the choir was singing the Magnificat, Mary's canticle that our Blessed Virgin Mary, our Blessed Mother, sang after she had taken the Word of God, after the Word of God had become flesh in her womb. They were singing the Canticle of Mary. And he looked at a statue of Notre Dame, Our Lady, in that cathedral, and he felt that she spoke to him. And in that moment, everything suddenly changed for Paul. And he later described his experience, and let me quote from his writing, his experience that night. He said, "In an instant, my heart was touched, and I believed. I believed with such a strength of adherence, with such an uplifting of my entire being, with such powerful conviction, with such a certainty, leaving no room for any kind of doubt, that since then, all the books, all the arguments, all the incidents and accidents of a busy life have made it unable to shake my faith, nor indeed to affect it in any way." This young man was Paul Claudel, who became one of France's most famous poets and playwrights, as well as a diplomat. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature for 6 consecutive years, and his plays have been likened to those of Shakespeare. France loves him. Walking into that cathedral, that cold, gloomy night, brought about an instant, powerful, and lifelong conversion in Paul Claudel to the Catholic faith. And we might ask, what was it that caused that conversion? We might say, well, it was the beautiful singing of the choir, or the beautiful organ. Thankfully, that organ was not destroyed in the fire that happened a few days ago. Or maybe we could say that it was the splendor, the grandeur of that medieval cathedral, looking up at the arches and seeing the perfect proportion, the symmetry of that amazing architecture. Or maybe we can say that it was Our Lady, Notre Dame, speaking to him. He later wrote a beautiful poem about Notre Dame, Our Lady, speaking to him that night. But we must say that ultimately it was the Holy Spirit that caused Paul Claudel's conversion. But it was all those other things, the beautiful architecture, the music, the singing, the statue, the windows, and the people in that cathedral that were instruments of that conversion for Paul Claudel. This year, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of this building, this church building. And I suppose we're not quite as famous as Notre Dame Cathedral. If our church burnt down, I doubt we would get $1 billion in contributions in a few days to rebuild it. So make sure your candles are extinguished tonight. We don't want any fires. Yet, this church was built for exactly the same reason that Notre Dame Cathedral and every cathedral and every Catholic church in the entire world was built. Why? To be a house of prayer, to be a house of worship of God, and to be a mother, to be a mother. Notre Dame, Our Lady, Our Mother. Our Mother Mary, yes, but Our Mother the Church, Our Mother the Church. A mother who opens her arms to welcome her children who are wandering, who are aimless, who are lost, like Paul Claudel was that cold night in Paris. Our Mother who welcomes her children into the church, Mother Church. So this church, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in New Brighton, did the same thing for these seven men and women sitting in the first pew here who are going to be received into the Catholic Church tonight. The same thing that Notre Dame Cathedral did for Paul Claudel and perhaps thousands of other people who have gone to Notre Dame Cathedral. This church, St. John the Baptist Church, did the same thing for these young men and women who are entering the Catholic Church this evening. She put her arms around them, she welcomed them, she taught them, she embraced them, and she showed them the way to peace, the way to joy, ultimately the way to God. And how did she do that? How did this church do that? By the living stones of this church. All these bricks that you see, those are the stones that hold up this church. But for every one of those stones or bricks in this church, there is a living stone. And if you remember in my Christmas homily, I asked every one of us to pick one of these stones that would be our stone. Which one did you pick? Mine is right up there. You can only see it from the presider's chair, so nobody else can take that one. But every one of you is a living stone in this church. And these young men and women who are entering the Catholic Church tonight, they were embraced by one or more of the living stones of this church. They were welcomed. They told me their conversion stories today, this morning. And every one of them spoke of how they were welcomed by people in this parish, in this church, how they were embraced with love, with hospitality, with welcome, and how they were given comfort by being taught the Catholic faith, by being pointed to God. Isn't that what every mother does for her child? Every mother wants her child to go to high places. And that's what Mother Church wants for her children. And that's why the church embraces her children, gives them peace and comfort and joy, and points them in the direction of God. Thursday at our Mass of the Lord's Supper, we were reminded that we have to go. Every one of us has to go. And washing of the feet reminded us that we have to use our feet to go out. Tonight, we're reminded that we are to be the living stones of this church to make disciples, just like Notre Dame Cathedral made Paul Claudel a disciple and continues to make disciples. We, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, have to continue to make disciples for the Lord. And we've got the help of a beautiful church to do that, but we need more help. We need the Holy Spirit. And that's why tonight we're going to call upon the Holy Spirit to enter these seven men and women who will enter the Catholic Church. And remember in one of those readings that we heard tonight from Exodus, as the Israelites were leaving Egypt and were on their way to the Promised Land. And what happened? They got to the Red Sea. And they needed to cross the Red Sea, and the Israelites were pursuing them from behind. And what did God tell Moses? God said to Moses, "Moses, stretch out your hands over the waters." And he did. And what happened? The waters parted, and the people walked right through the waters to safety, to the Promised Land. And that's what Father Paul and I are going to do tonight. We're going to part waters like Moses. Did you ever think he was as strong as Moses? Well, we are, because we've been ordained priests, and we've been given that charism to call down the Holy Spirit. And we will do something even more powerful than Moses did at the Red Sea. And we will call down the Holy Spirit upon these seven people, and they will be filled with the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And they will be made disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? The rest of us perhaps have lost some of those gifts of the Holy Spirit that we've been given at our baptism and confirmation. And that's why tonight we're going to renew the promises of our baptism. And we're going to promise once again, I renounce evil. I renounce the lure of evil. I renounce Satan. And I promise to serve God faithfully in the Holy Catholic Church. And we too will be once again filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that every one of us can go out and make more disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, let's thank Mother Church. Notre Dame, Our Lady, Our Mother, Our Blessed Mother Mary, and Our Mother the Church. And let's resolve to open our arms, because every day there are people like Paul Claudel wandering the streets of New Brighton, and maybe Arden Hills, and Moundsview, and Fridley. People who are lost, people who have lost their way to God. And we need to welcome them and show them the way to the Lord Jesus Christ.